Her Missing Child, written by Kerry Watts and read by Gillian Hay.
Prologue. The deafening horn blast from the rusting white van startled her. Her eyes were stretched wide at the sudden sound, but her chaotic mind remained elsewhere. The heavily tattooed driver mouthed his discontent through the window and gesticulated with his fist. This was quickly followed by a close shave with a taxi, which had to slam on his brakes to avoid hitting her.
Idiot! Watch where you're going!
The taxi driver's gesture went unnoticed. She ran on past an elderly couple she recognised from the village, but her cloudy mind couldn't recall their names. They gasped as she narrowly missed their neatly groomed bouchon frise.
Watch where you're going, lassie!
The man tutted, and his wife clung to his arm, the small dog barking at her as she left them behind. She couldn't stop. She mustn't. Her mind was racing so fast she didn't notice the man ahead of her until she had already collided with him, sending her to the ground. The man reached out his sweaty hand to help her up. She took it, got to her feet, and ran on with barely a backward glance. That was close.
You're welcome,
the man growled breathlessly before pushing his earbuds back in and moving off, muttering something inaudible under his breath. She ran on towards the children heading home from school. She narrowed her eyes at them as they passed, laughing and pointing at her. Two young mothers, both seemingly startled by her appearance, frowned in her direction before continuing to fuss with their toddlers, each already trussed up in thick ski suits. The cold wind blew harder, and the wind turbines that sat high above the village in the Ochil Hills spun with gusto as thick white clouds sped across the horizon. She was dressed only in skinny blue jeans and an orange t-shirt, and damp strands of her wavy auburn hair dangled across her face, but she couldn't stop. On she ran, past the village school, moving against the flow of children and parents all chattering and laughing about their day, all the while repeating the word, no, to herself.
Hey, are you okay?
One father called out as he watched her slice through the crowd. But still, she couldn't stop. Finally clear of the throng, she headed towards the Moncrief Hill woodland.
Hurry up, they're coming. I know,
she called out into the freezing air. She had to get out of the village. It had all happened so quickly. Why couldn't she just have done what she was supposed to do today? If she had just gone there instead, this wouldn't be happening. Her legs burned from running, and her toes felt numb in the bitter January chill. Snow had been falling in the village for 3 days, and forecasters predicted the coldest winter for decades was on its way. As she passed McCabe's garage, co-proprietor Tim McCabe was alarmed at the state of her. He considered calling out to see if she was okay, but his brother Peter had told him to stay out of sight. Tim watched her cross the bridge and head towards the entrance to Moncrief Wood, thinking, she looked worse than he'd seen her for a long time. He eyed his van keys on the office table before deciding it'd be quicker on foot. If he hurried, he could catch up to her, no problem. His phone buzzed in his pocket. Peter. He answered it.
I know, I can handle it,
Tim growled at his brother.
Just get back here, will you? I don't see why I should be the one taking all the risk.
He hung up and stuffed his phone deep into the pocket of his overalls. Don't see why he even asked me if he doesn't trust me, Tim thought, as he watched her figure disappear up the snow-covered path between the trees. Her chest tightened, as if caught in a vice. As she struggled to run uphill, her heart pounded and she jumped at the sound of the collared doves scattering above her. Their sudden flight caused snow to fall from the branches onto her already sweat-soaked hair. She ran because she'd panicked. It was just so awful. She couldn't bear it.
Okay, calm down. Calm down.
She tried to remember to breathe. In and out. In and out. She couldn't think. Her brain seemed to have locked away her ability to process thoughts, and she couldn't find the key, no matter how hard she tried.